KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 56 degrees, our low this morning, 55. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of rain, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening decided to hold off on approving a request by the Cass County Fair Board for the abatement of a building permit fee pertaining to the construction of a new cattle barn on the Cass County Fairgrounds. Mayor Dave Jones said the matter would come before the city's Personnel and Finance Committee meeting this evening at City Hall because there are some loopholes in the current city ordinances that create unfair pricing system for building permit fees that need to be addressed prior to the council acting on abating a fee for the cattle barn. The current ordinance would require the nonprofit fair board to pay nearly $3,100 fee for a permit to construct the barn.
What happened is we updated our code enforcement for our ordinances. We passed a simple 30 cents a square foot building permit. And in theory is if you build a 10,000 square foot building, say a fairway, for example, get a 30 cents a square foot building permit, it would be $3,000, which wouldn't be out of line. But they're building basically a glorified carport, for better words. And does not make any sense to charge that kind of money with their building. So, I mean, square footage did not work for that operation. So that's one of the little small loopholes we'll correct on that part.
Councilman Steve Livengood said he was on the committee that established the prices for a building permit fee. Livengood said the decision to base the fee on square footage was not an easy one to make, but they wanted to ensure that poorly constructed structures weren't being erected.
If we do it square footage, which is the way we did it, big buildings cost more than little buildings. On the unfortunate, if it's a big building, it's really not much of a building, it still costs a lot. If we do it the cost of the building, then what we find ourselves happening is people start constructing relatively inexpensive buildings, which is really not what we want because, you know, they fall down anyhow because they're rather cheaply built, or they kind of fudge a little bit on what things cost. So it was difficult to do it on what the building costs. So I'm looking for great input if somebody has an idea on how we can figure out how we should charge. And then I'm still a huge advocate of if you pay the government some money, you should get something for it. And quite honestly, you really don't get much for a building permit. So, you know, shouldn't have to pay a lot for it either.
In other business, the council set August 21st at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the proposed code of ordinances. City Administrator Doug Harris said the code was recodified over the past 18 months and is the first time that's been done in 10 years. The new code incorporates state and legislative changes made as part of the model code recommended by the Iowa Municipal League, and those made by the city itself. News time is 7:09.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
Well, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee meeting will meet this evening in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. And during that session, which begins at 5:15, the committee will discuss the city's interest in the former Sitel building at 1206 Southwest 7th Street for a possible use as City Hall and or Police Department. You may recall in the fall of 2011, Cass County began the process of looking for a new facility to house an expanded 911 communications center and had explored the possibility of combining such a facility with the Iowa State Patrol, but that concept soon fell by the wayside. Officials say finding more space in the courthouse or on the grounds of the facility has become a necessity as the current 911 communications center has outgrown its current location and because new technology will take up more space and require the use of additional personnel to operate it. Combining the City of Atlantic and Cass County Emergency Communications Operations is one of the options being considered. The Personnel and Finance Committee is also expected to discuss making changes to the building permit fee, as I mentioned a moment ago, that's charged by the City of Atlantic. A man from Maryland was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha following a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon on I-80 here in Cass County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 28-year-old Matthew Shillman of Westminster, Maryland, was traveling west on I-80 near the 57-mile marker, or Olive Street exit, when his 2005 Subaru Impreza left the road and entered the north ditch. The car went through a fence and into a cornfield before colliding with a ditch embankment. Officials say Shillman, who was wearing his seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet to Creighton Medical Center. The accident, which happened around 2:08 p.m., remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Medevac Ambulance assisted the state patrol at the scene. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday released more information about an accident that occurred on August 2nd in a construction zone near Anita. Officials say at around 9:54 a.m. on that date, deputies responded to a report of an individual being struck by a semi on Highway 83 west of Anita in a construction zone. A 2008 Peterbilt driven by 22-year-old Dylan Newell of Anita was eastbound in the zone on Highway 83 when a construction worker, David Christensen, made contact with the trailer of the semi. Christensen suffered cuts and bruises and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Anita Fire and Rescue. No citations were issued. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In our funeral announcements, Zach Brown, age 24 of Osceola, died Saturday. Funeral services for Zach Brown will be this morning at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Lori Snyder, age 80, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Dolores Snyder will be today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joseph Clark, age 89, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Memorial services for Joseph Lauren Clark will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Henriksen, age 84, of Audubon, died August the 1st at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Henriksen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ed Whitaker, age 85, of Atlantic, a longtime Atlantic resident and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ed Whitaker will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Delmer Conrad, age 67, from Fullerton, California, died July 11th. Graveside services for Delmer Conrad will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Del Neary, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen House. Funeral services for Del Neary will be on Monday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The time of the services is currently pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And James Highland, Jr., age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral mass for James Highland, Jr. will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Creighton University Retreat Center in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.